Okay, now we may all talk.
It's a podcast.
I think it's episode 47 for the first time in a long time.
Yeah.
We're completely caught up.
Yay!
Every podcast we have recorded has been released.
So wait, who are we?
We're Frosty Gaming.
No, I'm Joey.
Oh, I'm Ben.
I'm Austin.
And I'm the Dark Lord, Nikki.
I wasn't quite sure what we were going with that.
I knew it was like the perfect segue. It was like we're all caught up to date, and we're going to start off the podcast by introducing ourselves.
Frosted Gaming.
But you know, it's important that we identify the podcast too. He's right, Frosted Gaming. Which I was thinking yesterday as part of my catching up. I also did some Bitly linking and bullshit. I think we should rename the podcast to just the Frosted Gaming Podcast.
I agree.
Okay.
And because
as much as I love the fishbowl,
I'm trying to think of an awful pun to go with that.
Well, no, because
it's like the frosty fishbowl.
Oh god. The fish sticks.
That's really terrible.
This is the fishbowl, and we are the fish sticks. I'm really upset that we didn't come up with that until we changed the name.
Joey and the fish
it.
Sticks.
Joey and the fish sticks.
I'm Hootie. That was a Key and Peele episode.
Was it?
When Hootie and the Blowfish, the guy's name isn't Hootie. You know, that was just a band's name.
Yeah.
So, and the band was like, the crowd was like, Hootie, Hootie. And he started crying. He's like, I'm Hootie.
But yeah, because when we originally started the podcast, we didn't know if it was like the Awesomeware Podcast or the Frosted Gaming Podcast. And it was just like, here's
now
a name.
It's definitely the Frosted Gaming Podcast.
No, not when we started. Because
now it is.
Now it is, yeah. But back when we started, it was kind of up in the air.
Yeah. So we're just like, let's call it a fishbowl based on. What is it? Was it my status or your status?
I think you made a status that says, I hate people, I just want to be a fish.
I wanted to be a goldfish.
Right. And then somehow that segued into fishbowl.
Nice.
And then you said we could have a fishbowl and we could live in it and say, fuck everyone else.
And then suddenly podcast name happened. Yeah. And here we are calling it the Frosted Gaming Podcast almost a year later.
Almost a whole year. God,
we are very close to a year.
We're closing in.
It's pretty fucking invigoratingly exciting.
We've had some great people on the podcast, Nikki and Austin. We've had some shitty people on the podcast.
Gonna leave that one out. We'll bleep that out.
Oh, hey, we'll leave it suspenseful.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
If you want to find out, just listen to the past podcasts.
And give and your best guesses.
I'll give you a hint. No, I'm kidding.
No, we're done. Let's not shit on
it's
previous.
It's not so-and-so, and it's not so-and-so.
So you go back and do the math.
It's not Nikki, and it's not Austin.
Yeah, but there's other people.
Yeah, we've had three or four other people.
Yeah. That's we've actually had a pretty nice guest list, now that I think about it. Like, overall, like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and with Kat coming into town, she could be on
the
podcast.
She's totally going to be on a podcast. Yeah. I don't think we've talked about it on the podcast yet. I'm going to go see her in Texas, because you're going to meet her, too.
Right.
Because...
Oh, fuck, I have a competition
out
there.
We have a competition in Texas, and it's in the same city she lives in, and
cool,
she's going to come to the competition, so
yep,
that's exciting.
And in the springtime, we will be doing that
each other.
Relay for Life.
Oh. We could be do each other too at Relay for Life. That can happen.
Well, it's an overnight thing. You got to
exactly. You got to have a cuddle buddy.
Do you want to share one? Do you share
Absolutely.
A sleeping bag? Okay.
I thought you were talking about a cuddle buddy. We're going to share a cuddle buddy.
Oh, we could. No, that gets a little weird.
That's the weird part.
That makes things weird. Yeah, the first time I actually did that was last year when I
shared
went
a
to
cuddle buddy?
It out. Actually.
All right, sorry, yeah, the Relay for Life thing last year.
Yeah, but that was the first time I did the Relay for Life was last year, and that's how I basically really met Kat.
Okay, cool.
And, yeah, it was really fun, so when she invited me to, like, help her co-op this thing, I was like, sure.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny, as I was editing the podcasts, like, the last couple ones, like, I was talking about Kat, and I was just like, yeah, I talked to your friend Kat, and she was helpful. And now it's like we're really good friends, but since the podcast, it was weird listening yesterday, talking about like before we were friends. It was just kind of weird seeing that like time change.
You know,
I don't think I've ever talked to Kat ever. Maybe once.
Really? I have.
I think passively over.
Yeah, over the
dream. Passively. Yeah,
we're wives.
I mean,
this is the first I'm hearing this.
I could add her to the Frosted chat, but that'd be like six people.
I almost
That's
fine. Today. I was like, you know, I don't
How
know.
How many of us are active? I'm hardly ever active on our little
group. The only one who really isn't active is Sai. I'd say we're all pretty evenly active except for Sai.
Sai muted us
and then forgot about us.
Has forgotten about us. He doesn't even open his Hangout app anymore.
Yeah.
I can't because I'm at work.
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I figured.
I work for Satan. I'm there all day.
See, I pretty much can use my phone all day, every day.
Yeah.
I bought a new phone today. Yeah. Bought a G3.
Did you?
Nice. It's not here yet.
Motherfucker.
But I also got my G2 replaced, which I'm going to sell as new. And thanks to Nikki's mom, she donated a old piece of shit iPhone to me.
How much? Well, you could just say something,
because I
applied.
I need something instead of this. I think
it's like 220.
220? Yeah. I could probably swing that.
Yeah.
I can swing that.
I can swing.
Oh, my God. I hate this phone. I want to throw it at a wall.
It's like brand new. The only thing is it going to work with your carrier? If it does, then I'll sell it to you for $200.
Who's your carrier?
Metro.
I think they're Verizon.
It's T-Mobile.
But don't they use Verizon towers?
I think they use T-Mobile's. I thought they used Verizon's. I was wrong.
Well, Verizon has CDMA and GSM.
Mm-hmm. But AT&T only has GSM.
Yeah, AT&T's GSM and T-Mobile's GSM.
Okay.
Well, here's the deal. When we finish this podcast, you can put your SIM card in my phone, and if it works, I'll give it to you for $200 and take the swap listing down.
All right.
So anyway, now that I've sold my phone on the podcast, so I should get that sometime like Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Until then, I'm using Nikki's mom's old phone.
Yeah.
Piece of shit iPhone 4.
But... Thanks. I'll tell her that when I
Well, hey, she got
the... Hey, she's upgraded too. She doesn't... Yeah.
She got the S4 and she's in love with it.
Yeah.
The Galaxy S4?
Mm-hmm.
She never clears her notifications. Like,
not the 4S.
Oh my God. I would die.
It drives me
I would
insane.
Just take I'm the like, phone and I'm like, there are too many notifications. And then just chuck it across.
Yeah.
But I haven't done any schoolwork since the last podcast. So I'm going to be like way more tame this podcast.
Yeah? Good.
Because I haven't. But
are you caught up at least?
No, I still have. Well, I mean, I'm not behind.
Okay.
But yeah.
So that would mean you're caught up.
Grand Theft Auto 5?
Yeah.
We have two copies of that laying around here.
One of them's mine.
Yeah. What?
Have you had that?
Yeah.
Yes, I think I've had that before you were on the podcast.
Okay, well.
I've definitely had it since before he was on the podcast.
If
you're
ever streaming, I have 5. For your 360? 360 and the one.
Okay, yeah, we should stream that.
Oh, party time.
There we go. We're going to stream that because Chris has it too, so we can all get together and stream.
Cool.
Do a hangout.
Okay, and awesome. I think Nikki might also have a
bam,
proxy
done.
Or sister.
Guess we're streaming GTA 5.
We're going to have a big gangbang of Frosted Gaming on the stream.
Yes.
Then I have to play it on the Xbox. I want to play it on
the Xbox. Oh, boohoo.
Let me tell you.
I hear the Wambulance.
One's my favorite.
I'll tell you what, though. The Grand Theft Auto 5 on the one... The scale is just completely different. I mean, you can go in first person, which is cool. It's a first person shooter now, if you want it to be, and driver.
Pretty awesome.
It looks pretty freaking cool. I mean, you have to deal with like older graphics, but scaled on the one, they just load a lot smoother.
Faster,
you know?
And you can, yeah.
Sexy.
Yeah. I mean, I have it digitally, and there's no clipping issues like 360 had.
Yeah, the 360 did have some pretty bad clipping issues.
Yeah, if you installed the disc, I think it would like... The textures would load all.
Yeah, I forget. You have to install one disc and run on the other disc.
Yeah. I completely forgot about that.
Yeah.
My digital life is so much better than my real life.
Ain't that the truth?
Yep.
Yeah, my digital life is a lot better.
My real life's going pretty good right now. Well,
I was going to say, mine's actually on an upward turn for a change, which is nice and exciting.
Despite certain... Like,
yeah, my real life is on an upward
trend.
I just got called Squidward today because I'm such a pessimist.
That's okay. It's better than me called Squilliam.
Squilliam. Because,
okay, so Hollow Scream 2 years ago. No, Halloween Horror Nights. I went with my friends, the same group I went on the cruise with. We went to Hollow Scream a couple years ago. And on the way back, we'd always go to Steak and Shake because we went like 3 weeks in a row and we just kept going to Steak and Shake after. And I said something and instead of saying waiters or waitresses, I said waitstaff. Because that's, you know, like the... Gender
non-specific,
Tumblr friendly.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Tumblr friendly term for talking about multi-genders. And then so everybody like starts giving me this like bullshit attitude, like, oh, they're waitstaff, and you think you're better than them, don't you? And it's like, and then all of a sudden they start calling me Squilliam, and I'm like, fuck.
Oh man.
And so every time we all eat at Steak and Shake now, I'm Squilliam.
Squilliam?
Yeah.
I'm just like, it doesn't help that I like art either.
No, it doesn't. But again, when's the last time you watched an episode of SpongeBob?
Not that long ago.
Like, don't you side with Squidward so much more than you used to?
Yeah, as we get older, yes.
Yeah, with, like those annoying neighbors.
I told my coworkers, I'm like, there is a tombstone for my hopes and dreams. It's in the backyard.
Pretty much.
Yep.
And I can relate now because like the kids next door will play basketball. And I know it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon,
and I sound like
but that's fucking annoying because it's just like all day. And I'm like, I just want to bang my head against the wall. And
that sounds like a normal work day for me.
Yeah, but you get
in case
paid
anybody's
to do
curious,
it.
Nikki hates her job. And so does Ben. No. But Ben gets really fucking detailed about it.
No, you know what? I don't hate my job as much anymore.
Good. That's good. Hey, it's all the yoga.
I don't hate mine as much
I don't anymore. Do yoga.
It's the joke. Damn it. You just ruined
the joke. Okay, so reeling back to the whole cat thing.
Yes.
With the whole Relay for Life stuff.
Reel it in. Oh, right.
The theme is cosplay. I'm just letting y'all know.
Yeah. Soon.
Do y'all have any ideas for a title?
No.
Like for a cosplay title?
I like the one that we have right now. Or whatever it is. It's like cosplayer kicking
cosplay
ass,
for life.
Kicking cancer
well, that's
or something.
Just a hashtag, you know, like
yeah, whatever. Fuck it.
Well, Nikki said cosplay for a cause. And I was like,
yes.
No. Cosplay.
Done. Oh. And I was gonna go there too.
Look at that.
I texted Kat and she says that's fucking amazing.
Perfect. Done.
Using it, yes, okay. I like that. Okay. See, that took it from like three steps down to one step.
Yeah, one word. I can spell one word consistently. And I got that down.
It's cause hyphenated play.
I like it.
Maybe hyphenated.
I think hyphenated makes the most sense, personally.
Or capitalized cause, lowercase play.
Yeah, and it's going to be held at a high school. So,
is it?
So we're
going to
get made fun of.
Wesley Chapel area?
It's near where I'm moving.
Yes, I think I almost went to that one last year.
Okay. That's so strange.
I know. Like, we could have met like a long time, like a year ago now, half a year ago. And I was like, you know, I don't feel like driving out there tonight. That would have been so weird.
Yeah, it's funny because last year when I did it, you know, I thought I was just helping out and stuff because she needed someone over 21 to help out, and it ended up being 25. So we brought her mom, Nikki's mom too.
So we brought my mom.
Hey, I'm
and
over
your mom
25.
Is awesome. I would just like to give her a shout out on the podcast for helping me with my suit, which unfortunately it didn't actually work that well.
How many shout outs are you going to give her?
Did I give her a shout out last week?
And on the Sunday stream?
Oh, I just want to make sure that I'm very thankful for what she did. That's
She's going to get an extra large shout out from me when she makes my Elsa costume.
So
she's going to get an extra large shout out from me because I think that she's awesome.
She's a very helpful woman.
Never let your mom.
I know. She's like, who's Ben? Who's Cy? Is that the one I met? No, mom.
Those are the two guys that randomly went to your house that one night.
Yeah, when you weren't there. Oh, she was
when
sleeping.
You were asleep or you weren't there.
But they were there.
No, you've only been once.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, it was
Ben's the angry guy with the long hair.
I think I've been twice now.
Cy's the angry guy with no hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he completely shaved his head now.
He's shaved his head off.
Yeah.
To get rid of the black.
The whole head. Shaved it off.
Just from the neck up, just gone.
No, but like, shaved all his hair.
Hmm.
Now he really looks like a chemo patient. Sorry, Cy.
Wow.
I guess now he's actually thinking of
gays.
His head.
Damn, Ben.
Sorry, gays.
What are you saying? Gays are cancers?
Yes.
No. Wow, no. That's not where I was going. It's just that's the go-to cover.
You can bleep that out. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We know you didn't intentionally mean it. It's fine.
God damn it.
You feel like shit now, and that's the important part. God.
On an additionally sadder note, has anyone watched like the Real World versus Road Rule Challenge series?
No.
No.
Oh, you guys suck. No. Well,
you
I used to
TV.
The challenge is awesome because they play good music. They play like A Day to Remember a lot, and I was very happy about that. So I watched it and watched a bunch of people beat each other up, and I laughed about it. It was entertaining for me, and I used to watch it with an old friend. But one of the people who was on there died of cancer.
Oh,
and she was only like 32.
What
sad face? Yeah,
that's depressing. Sad.
Oh, so I went to a school today as Spider-Man, and yesterday, which
good
was pretty
for you.
Cool. Because. You know, when you go to, like, conventions and stuff, everybody knows you're just a guy dressed up in a suit. But when you go to see the kids, you are Spider-Man. And that's, like, the coolest fucking thing in the world to them. Like, you walk in, they're like, oh my god, it's Spider-Man! And that's just, it's totally awesome and cool.
It's like Spider-Man! All the kids are like, oh
it's
my god,
really
it's
Elsa.
Elsa.
Yeah, it's like, so cool. Like,
yeah, don't come near me.
I'll freeze you.
Because for them, it's just, that's the realest real ever. And they all asked, well, the first day was a lot worse, which was yesterday. They asked a total of three questions. They asked, do you fight bad guys? Yes. I've seen Spider-Man, and my brother has a Spider-Man jacket. Two of those aren't questions. And they asked it about 400 times between the group of them.
Yeah.
They do that. It's annoying.
It was like, my brother has a jacket. Really? My brother has a jacket too? And my brother... But today,
I am Spider-Man, bitch.
There was a kid there. Yeah, I was like, "Cool, me too." But there was a kid there today who actually had a Spider-Man jacket, and he had the hood that goes over and like is the eyes. And I saw him, and I was like, "Oh my god! Oh shit! That's the most awesome jacket!" And that was cool.
Cool.
So, yeah. Joey's enjoying his Spider-Man time.
I am. And then there was a class of autistic kids after, and to make up for the shitty time I did the zombie thing, I was Spider-Man this time, which went way better. They were super happy and excited, and it was cool because there were only like four of them, so I could like...
I'm...
Well, since we left this much in the podcast,
you should just bleep it out. So
Okay. We're gonna cut it out, and all of a sudden we're gonna cut into laughter like last time.
Don't even cut it out, just bleep it out so people can see that we said something. Like, what the fuck did they say?
Keep them guessing.
Yeah, I got your Snapchat, Nikki. It was hilarious.
It's a glorious time.
I need to add you on Snapchat because I got everybody else.
It's a good time for you to not have me on Snapchat.
I don't have you.
That's cool. Yeah, I sent everyone a video of me screaming at the Dragon startup screen.
That's
like
awesome.
It loads and all yours. I'm like, really?
I'm pretty upset that I missed that.
I think I opened it at like midnight too, so I was like trying to go to sleep and my volume's all the way up on my phone, and I'm just. I'm like, fuck.
It was actually shortly after 12 o'clock, so yeah.
Yeah.
Because
that's when she finished.
And Austin has always got the facts. Like, yeah. It's perfect.
I was
Austin,
so the fact checker. Pissed because...
I sent you that Snapchat?
No, I have... Kind of. I pre-ordered Far Cry 4 and Grand Theft Auto 5 because I'm a greedy bitch.
And, all right.
And it was already pre-downloaded. What they do is they pre-install it, and then when it comes out, it's like, oh, let's just install this extra piece, and you have it.
Right.
Well, it's not fully installed technically, so I was gonna move it over to my external terabyte hard drive because it runs faster than the disk on the Xbox, so it loads faster.
Right.
And it said, "Hey, we can't do that right now because the entire file isn't installed yet." So I said, "All right." And when it was finally released, it decided to reinstall on my terabyte. So I had to wait till 2 fucking a.m. till I could play the game. It wasn't 2 a.m. I fell asleep and it was like 4. And it was at like 78%, and I could play most of it.
Oh, wow. That's shitty. No.
I downloaded Dragon Age, and it was like wonderful. And they were just like, "Give us your information." Like, give me the game.
I just want to play.
Fucking
know
you play.
I want to know what happened in the last game, but I cried through it.
Oh no,
that's all you need to know.
Dragon Age's EA access is even worse. Like, you have to buy an EA access pass to pre-order the game.
Ugh.
It's stupid. Which is $9.99 a month.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
I didn't buy that.
Yeah, you didn't buy it because you didn't pre-order it.
Man, with the Destiny expansion coming out soon, there are like a lot of fucking people who are like, "Yeah, I'm not going to buy it."
You know why?
Because it was already on the disc.
Because it's a PS4 exclusive for the next year.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, until like spring.
No, that sucks. Whatever. But like...
Stupid shit.
Even then, like the people who have it on PS4 are like, "You know, I'm not going to buy the expansion because it came on the disc. They just didn't want to unlock it. Or populate it."
Technically, it wasn't completely built. Like,
It does
glitched into all the different areas.
When you glitch into them, they don't look like they're completely done.
They're not completely done. It's just that, you know, when you have a thing, you have people who are like super excited and super angry. You know?
Yeah, it's true.
Like with Facebook Messenger. You know?
The way I kind of do it is...
That was pointless.
If I felt like I got a full $60 worth of gameplay, then I don't care if it was already on the disc or not. Well, I mean, I do to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, for example... Mass Effect 3 that had the day one DLC.
That was
like,
stupid.
That's complete horseshit.
Yeah.
Like, it's on the disc, and it's ready at the same time the game's released, and suddenly I have to pay for it? That's bad.
No, now your $60 game is $80.
Right, and honestly, if they would have just said, "Hey, the game's $80, and I got $80 worth of enjoyment, fine by me." But this whole, like, bullshit 60 and then the day one DLC is another 20, that's horseshit.
No, what I don't like is, carrier or retail exclusive things.
I hate that too.
Yeah,
because with Halo Master Chief Collection,
mm-hmm.
if you pre-ordered from GameStop, they gave you a skull which has unlimited ammo, which is a complete bullshit thing in my opinion. I'm sure it's not online.
No, it's probably like, a campaign. That's what the skulls are for. But still, it's like,
I mean, there's a boom skull which is kind of like the
cowbell.
It's kind of like cowbell, but more. I think it intensifies the explosions too, like damage.
Well, that's what cowbell does.
Oh, really? I thought it just made the explosions bigger. Like,
it actually increases the damage of them, too.
Okay. Well, whatever this is, it's kind of like Cowbell, but more. And, that's what you get when you pre-order digitally from Xbox.
Yeah, that's... And then it's like, well, I can't have both.
Yeah.
Well, fuck.
You probably will when the Game of the Year edition comes out.
Right, but now I gotta buy the Game of the Year edition.
It's
usually only $20.
Yeah.
but still.
No, you can probably just purchase... each skull later on.
I think I would be mildly aggravated if there were probably any DLC for Master Chief Collection, which is kind of shitty to say because it's four games for $60, but...
Well, what if, like, there's an expansion to Halo 4? More Spartan missions or whatever. Like... Spartan Ops.
Oh, yes.
Well, Spartan Ops were free. Spartan Ops had to stay free.
Oh, they were free? Yeah,
all the Spartan Ops were included.
Yeah, it was 50 missions, by the way.
It was 50 missions.
Yeah, Spartan Ops?
Yeah.
Fuck me.
Maybe later. All right. It's because I only know that because I was looking for Spartan Ops missions on the Halo Chief Master Collection.
Halo Chief Halo Master. Chief.
You made the same mistake last podcast.
I know.
Damn it. The HMCC.
Chief Master.
Halo Master Chief Collection.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't come out till December. Like, they're not releasing Spartan Ops till December.
Okay. Can we make a Chief Master
shit? I'm kind of okay with it. Not to mention, the fucking multiplayer is, like, horseshit still.
Yeah, that is.
It's stupid. Still bad. I mean, I understand it's the first, like, real major multiplayer release on this generation of consoles, but still, it's been, like, a fucking week.
And it's specifically on Microsoft servers, you know?
Right.
I mean...
Made by 343, who it's not like it's their first rodeo, and it's not their first rodeo on Bungie servers with a kick-ass game that's going to have a lot of people playing.
Yeah. And, I mean, the Xbox has had some server issues before, though. Like, just the other day, actually, you can't access your friends list sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, like, I tried a Skype call Nikki, but her Xbox didn't ring.
And no, then... but everything else rang.
Exactly.
My phone it went goes through, off, but... my tablet goes off, my computer goes off, my Xbox goes off, I'm like...
Okay, Google.
Somebody's trying to Skype me.
Yeah, that's how it's like when we get a Hangout message.
Yeah, when we start talking on Hangouts, especially if I log in with two devices, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's just everything is ringing.
Yeah, I just end up muting like my phone if I'm typing on my computer.
Yeah, I've got my Android tablet, my iPad, my Mac, my desktop, and my phone. So
Five devices
that all go ding all at the same time.
Well, what's funny is that mine don't go ding all at the same time.
Well, there's that slight stagger in them.
Yeah, and it's funny because like I'll hear my tablet ring from inside its case, and I hear my phone ring. I'm like, okay, it's coming to the computer in time. Bing! Oh, there it is.
See, I find it usually goes computer, tablet, phone.
I would assume that too, but for some reason my tablet's getting it sooner.
Huh.
I
know my phone's the slowest.
What I found is that I'm going to be an asshole. And just mass text, like, at 3 o'clock in the morning, so all of your devices go off at 3 o'clock in the morning.
It'd be like the apocalypse.
I'm so glad you don't have
like 10 anyways. Times.
we do that anyways.
Yeah.
You got to do it at, like, 7 a.m. That's the real bad time for us.
Oh, for you guys?
No, like 5 a.m. Like, right when you're about to fall asleep?
If you text me at 7 a.m., I will guaranteed punch you in the nuts.
I'd like to see this happen.
I'm going
to
wear a steel plate.
Somehow, I think that would not work in your favor.
I'll wear steel pants.
That sounds uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's very uncomfortable. The chafe is real.
Yeah, so one of these days soon, I'm going to revamp the Frosted Gaming / Awesomeware website from the ground up instead of using WordPress. Austin, gonna use your help.
Okay.
Cool. I'll sit and pester.
That was that was a perfect segue to what I wanted to say. That Code Academy, I don't know if you use that.
Yeah. Yes, he does.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Like, I really enjoy that.
See, it kind of sucks. When I started programming, I didn't have
that Code Academy. Exist. He had W3 schools, which is shitty.
Yeah.
Well, like, I remember, like, in MySpace and stuff, that's how I learned my HTML. You know, I looked at stuff and read it. And I said, okay, this is how this works. But this, I already have an understanding. So I went from, you know, the ground up learning, but I had an understanding. So I was like, this is really cool, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's great and it's awesome and teachy.
Yeah, and I'm learning about CSS and stuff, so it's working.
Yeah.
I'm already halfway through. I stopped working on it like last month, but I still remember everything. So.
I think it's like an 8-hour class.
Yeah.
I'll do CSS, then we'll move over to SAS, which is like CSS, but with some programming languages in it.
But sassy.
Nikki already knows that.
You know SAS? Oh. I was legitimately excited. Like, Nikki knows SAS? Why did nobody tell me this? We could use her. But
no.
Nikki's got all sorts of
SAS. Nikki knows how to use internet. That's it.
It's funny because those are considered languages in you. She speaks sass.
Yeah.
I speak sass. You just sit with me at work. I speak sass fluently.
Oh, I'm just so disappointed now.
I'm sorry to disappoint you.
I speak
according
verbal
to
diarrhea.
Google, it's 49 degrees right now.
Yeah, it's cold as dicks.
Fuck, no.
It's, yeah.
Feels great outside.
By the way, my car is making a sound that I want you to check out.
Great.
Yeah.
That's my favorite thing to ever hear. My car's making a sound, Ben. You need to check it out. Okay, fuck.
Listen, I have the same problem with... I'm having a computer problem.
Yeah, same with me.
My computer's not working. Well, what's not working about it? It's just not working.
I think I have a virus.
Hey, I don't ever do that
I'm not talking about you. I'm just saying in general.
I hate when people say, I think I have a virus. No, you fucking don't. No. You just installed
it. 90% of the time, you don't have a virus.
Yeah.
Your brother just installs shit on your computer that you don't need.
Yeah.
This guy.
I was going to say, are you talking about you? Yeah. Because yes.
But like, I opened up my Windows partition on my Mac, and it's fucking slower than dicks. Because every
you
time
have a nice laptop, your laptop can run Windows very well.
It runs it great when there's not shit on it.
Yeah.
Like, but like, he's like, oh, I just downloaded something off of Views or something like that, or
Coupon Clipper 9000.
Yeah, Coupon Clipper 9000. But like, he'll download something or he'll buy something from like a sketchy ass website, and is like, oh, you have to install this in order to get this program.
Oh yeah.
Do people really fall for that shit?
Psy does.
I know somebody who falls for that shit. I'm like upset that I associate.
Yeah,
with
it's,
kinds
it's
of
like
people.
To save this picture, you have to download the picture installer,
right? I'm like, what the
like,
fuck is
I
this?
Get,
shit
my grandma does that. I get it. My grandma's like 67 years old. The computer thing's new to her. I'm happy she has a cell phone and knows how to text.
See, what I hate, though, is I tried to download Odin on my Windows partition, and I went to what I thought was the Odin site, and I hit download, and it installs something else. I'm like, what the actual fuck is this shit? So I had to go through, delete all that, clean all that out, and now I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, just start over at this point.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Windows 8 has this really cool restore feature,
yes.
Which basically just wipes your computer and starts over without a disk or anything.
I'm going to do that.
Well, yeah, it has a restore feature, but it also has a revert feature.
Refresh.
To where you can say, hey, last week my computer was working fine, so I'm going to go back to last week. That was already a feature on Windows 7.
No, that's System Restore.
Yeah, well, okay.
Which has actually been a feature since XP. It just never worked on XP.
Yeah.
It worked on XP. It worked on mine.
But
I mean, off and on, but...
This is just a lot faster.
Yeah, Windows 8, it works.
It's more fluid.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's also a refresh option, which basically keeps all your files, but uninstalls all your programs and other stuff. So in most cases, if you have... not like a nasty virus, but like just a lot of bloatware, like Cyinstall shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can get rid of all that stuff without losing your files and stuff.
Yeah.
And then it makes a nice list of all the programs that uninstalled so that, you know, okay, I'm missing this. And
yeah.
Go
yeah.
get it.
See, all I need to do is install League and like a few other games on my Windows partition. That's it. That's all I want on there.
Right.
Like if I have other things or like my iTunes and shit like that, it all stays on my Mac side.
Now,
you can't fuck that
up. We have
up.
Google Music now.
Yeah,
you guys do. I didn't like it that
oh,
much.
Oh, but you have Spotify though now.
I have Spotify.
Paid Spotify.
Yeah.
Austin
made
a
face.
Yeah, Austin's giving a judgmental look at Ben's choice of Spotify.
Yeah, I was just making a face. I'm like, oh, they want me to say something.
Yeah. What you got against Spotify, man?
Nah.
Now, like, I liked Google Music, but it never worked on my phone.
He does have a piece of shit phone.
I do have a piece of shit phone.
Now, the Moto what?
That's an LG.
Oh, that's an LG?
Yeah.
An LG what?
LG M70 or something like that.
It's one of those, like...
It's like a T-Mobile exclusive phone, and it's a fucking piece of shit.
Like they,
I bought it so I could throw it around.
Like they made the HTC One, the first lineup, not the M8.
Yeah.
They made the HTC One, and then Sprint has their Evo line.
Yeah.
So instead of having the HTC One, it was the HTC Evo 4G LTE.
Yeah.
How many letters can we cram in here? 4G LTHHHDDDDDDD. I always fuck that one up.
Yeah.
HDD, BVD, BVD.
No, there were no Bs.
There were, I think.
There was, yeah. HHDV, DVD, BVD, BVD. Or something like that.
Yeah. Okay, we'll have to look that up later.
Ridiculously hilarious.
I don't know what the fuck language you guys are talking.
Red versus blue.
Yeah, it's the sequel to HD, DVD. They just said that it failed because it needs more letters than it needs.
Instead of Blu-ray, it's Red
Ray. Yes.
Instead of MP3s, it's MP47s.
Yes. You gotta get all 47 layers of that MPEG.
Okay, so...
my nuclear-powered SMS bowling ball.
Internet enabled.
Internet enabled.
So I was messing around on the command prompt on phone's vibrating.
You son of a cunt.
Hey.
Alright, you've been on enough podcasts now that you know.
Yeah, my phone's
vibrates.
It's on silent.
Hold on. Someone text me.
Brownie face.
Who?
No, he's always overclocking the vibrate set. Same PSA.
Overclocking the vibrate setting and calling himself. That's from the same video. That was a perfect segue, Nikki. Good job.
You did it. We can't be mad at you now. I think my lips are chapping. I need to go.
Yeah, mine are too. My lips are always chapped.
But the Chromebook has a feature if you go on Krosh, which is their command prompt. I learned that you can record audio through it. Like, you can't record a video with the video with the camera setting, but you can record audio through Krosh, which is really weird.
Crotch?
Krosh.
So like
it's like Crash with an O.
Like the equivalent to terminal or garage. Command line?
Yeah.
That's a weird place to record audio, but yes, okay.
Yes, but like it's
recording audio in your crotch? Yeah.
Well, all right, my crotch audio.
I recorded something, and apparently you can only play it back through the command prompt. Like, it uses a command prompt style file or something. I don't know. Because
that is fascinating.
I found the file, and it didn't have a file type. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just add the file type at the end. And I was messaging Kat, and I'm like, hey, what is an audio file type? I couldn't think of anything.
MP3, yeah, Wave.
MP3, and I was like, what the fuck? No, not AVI. I'm such an idiot. But what's even funnier is that I was thinking... MP4? No, that's video. What is it?
MP2? No.
I
don't know. I guess the world will never know.
I was thinking AVI, MP4. No, no.
No, all video. Yeah. FLOG. No, OG. Not FLOG. OG. OGG.
And then there is...
WAV?
That's also
WAV files.
FLV?
No, that's a flash video.
No. It's F-A... F-L-A...
F-A-P.
There's FLA.
No, I think it's... Is it Flash?
This is like the nerdiest F-A-P. Podcast we've had in a long time.
No, there's an FLA something. And it's...
FLAC. Like, FLAC.
It's FLAC. Yeah, it's That's FLAC. Like the biggest fucking audio file type.
It's FLAC and OGG. They're the two uncompressed audio files. Okay. That are basically just, here is everything.
Your phone, Play Music, can support FLAC.
It can.
Yeah. Also, I completely forgot about the sticker on the back of my phone.
Oh.
Since the S3...
Oh, that's awesome.
Since the S3, I've always put GLADO at the end. Yeah. Right in front of it, so it says GLADO S5 right now.
GLADO S5, that's awesome.
That's pretty sweet.
I have my case on it, so I completely forgot, but yeah.
Took your case off today.
Yeah. I'm going to clean my seals since it's waterproof.
Alright.
Yeah.
Hey, you got to wash those seals before you club them.
That's fucking terrible.
Man, we're offensive and nerdy this week.
God. No, we've been pretty rough this podcast.
Yeah.
Like, just verbally.
I don't want to go back to
it. Me either. Fuck that. Positive energy, people. Namaste.
Yoga.
Yeah.
It's important to do the yoga.
Are you for real doing yoga? Like,
I do horizontal yoga.
That sounds like horizontal cardio.
Wow.
Bouncing bow wow.
Weird, awkward stalling here. Yeah, like, we were on a great incline through the whole podcast, and all of a sudden we're stalling out at the top.
And train wreck.
Crashing down. I guess, and somehow we turned into a train, and it sounded like train wreck crashing to the ground.
I guess you could say Ben was praising the bun.
Go to hell.
that's like a move in
Hey, Ben, Smash you doing Bros. It?
Doing it!
She saw that, and she's like, what do they mean? I'm like, fuck!
About that, because
all right, let's not get too into this on the podcast.
Yeah,
you guys are great.
I was just gonna do like a casual back off mention, and that just worked out way too well.
Yeah,
I saw Interstellar yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I liked it. It was really long, but it was really good.
I have no idea what that movie's about. The commercials are confusing.
I know the commercials like did not at all explain.
I don't even watch
movie.
Commercials. I have no idea.
I'm sorry, trailers at the movie theater.
I don't watch trailers either.
Like, you don't watch trailers?
Trailers are like
the that's the reason I go.
No, but like,
oh, we have to go to the Bellagio soon.
Yeah.
You say that like it's a fact, like we scheduled something and we've forgotten.
No, we need to, though.
Oh.
Yeah, seriously, I haven't been yet. And
so I can talk to the cute cashier?
Yeah.
We need to go to Coisy.
Yeah!
We should go to Coisy and then the Bellagio.
Eat twice?
Yeah.
Bellagio's kind of expensive.
Yeah! We could get a drink and popcorn at the Bellagio and all you can eat sushi at Coisy.
Yes.
Okay. Bring Coisy there.
All you
can
eat
we?
Soup?
Probably not.
Have them cater.
That's really all you ate, wasn't it?
That's all I wanted.
Last time I went there, I went with some people from my team, and I swear to God, I'm the littlest guy on my team and I ate more than everyone else. Like, yeah. I had 4 things of sushi, 3 things of these like fried dumpling things called gyoza, and then I had ice cream, I had 2 hibachi plates. And then something else.
Are we going to Coisy tomorrow? Actually, I might be going to lunch with my mom. We'll go to Coisy Friday.
Friday.
We'll talk about this later at dinner. Since all right. I'm assuming we're going to dinner. And yeah, we can go to Applebee's without the fucking DJ.
Yeah!
Woo! So goddamn excited.
I know.
Watch, they're going to have a Wednesday DJ too.
In Orlando by my sister's school, it is Wednesday and Thursday nights.
Oh my God.
No, it's Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Oh, live man. DJ Tuesday. I was like, why the fuck would anybody do that? Oh, is this the first podcast I've been on since I went to the sorority thing, too?
Yes.
It is. That went really well, too.
Good.
They had wings.
Yeah, you met that girl from MetroCon?
I didn't know her at MetroCon, but yes.
Yeah. not the mystery girl from MetroCon that I need to find.
Different girl.
Different girl.
How are you even sure that's a girl? I mean, you don't remember.
Vague
anything.
Memory.
You don't
vague like
anything.
Patchy pieces in my head.
Maybe it's a dude dressed up as a chick.
I hope not.
Anyway,
no offense to the gays.
Hey,
and it's really awesome photobombing people as Spider-Man.
It is,
because like, you know, they'd all be taking their sorority picture with the Greek letters and shit, and then all of a sudden Spider-Man's in the back going, and then yeah, it's awesome.
What I hate is doing that, like trying to photobomb,
doing it.
You hate
and
doing
then,
it.
Like you're in an area to where you can't move. So like they take the picture, they look at it. And they're like, wait, there's that guy behind you. And you're like, fuck.
He's still there. Or we were at Hooters the other night after the last podcast. Yeah. And Austin's trying to photobomb this guy. But this dude's like holding the camera up for like 20 minutes before he gets the picture. He's like, hold on.
Yeah, he was taking a picture of like six people at his table. And like he was trying to like move down. Like, is my hat in the picture? Okay, no, that looks stupid. Okay, let's go like this.
But also trying to fit the whole table in the picture. Yeah. So Austin's sitting there with a stupid face for like 20 minutes.
I'm just like, please don't turn around.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I at first I thought he knew that I was photobombing, so he kept taking new pictures.
Yeah.
I think he was just really concerned about the positioning of his hat in the picture.
Swag fag. No offense to the gays.
Yeah. Really?
Swag it.
Swag it.
Swaggity Andy.
No, fuck.
Swaggity.
With your swaggity Andy.
Yeah, so I could likely will be moving soon.
I know. Woo. You told me.
Yeah, which...
News to you guys.
Well, I have told them too.
Oh, have you?
So...
I'm not your number one anymore.
Oh. You were my number one. You knew before them.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jesus. You guys should just kiss and make up.
Don't tempt me.
I'm good.
I'll do
not
it.
Not gonna do it. Do it!
Ooh, do they have Mountain Dew at Applebee's? I'm really in the mood for Mountain Dew.
Mountain Dew it.
Yeah! Can that be like the new flavor of Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew it?
Yeah.
Mountain Dewer?
Mountain Dew it.
Dewer?
I hardly even know.
God damn it, no.
I really wanted the Mountain Dew Dorito.
No, fuck that, no.
No.
That sounds terrible.
I
want to
try it. I know it sounds terrible. That's why I want to try it.
Yeah.
Let's go to Walmart and find it.
I feel like I need to recount why we just attacked Nikki about the... Oh, no, you. Why Nikki attacked you like that.
Oh, no. I like the mystery of Nikki thinking it's terrible.
Well, no, because, like, you know, on the last podcast, I was listening to it, and, yeah, like, everyone's like, oh, that's lame, and then afterwards, and I was like, shut the fuck up! Okay, well, I'll leave it ambiguous like that.
Just makes it funnier.
Like Kat wants to make t-shirts with cosplay.
Yes.
I want to make t-shirts.
So I'm gonna try to design a logo and stuff.
Can it be a giant penis? I'm just kidding.
I can't make it.
Like that picture I sent you?
We can bring Sai, yeah.
Oh yeah, man! What the fuck, dude?
What did you send?
Did you get my modern feminist one, which was the big fat black woman just shaking her boobs back and forth, smacking the other one while the other one was like getting eaten out? It was like the most disturbing picture I think I've ever seen.
Picture.
What picture?
The one I wanted to respond to you.
Oh God, I'm terrified.
You can.
Can we save this for after the podcast?
I don't know how to post this. Let's.
No! It's there's no video.
Let me see. What in the fuck?
Chicken tits.
It's actually turkey tits.
Yeah. No, all right. Well, basically what that picture is, it's a fried turkey, but it's got
a chicken.
It's a chicken.
You just said turkey.
Jesus Christ. Do you know how much smaller a chicken is than
I have? Okay. I don't have a single clue.
I'll explain why I called it chicken or turkey, but go on.
Okay, basically it's a chicken. It's just a picture of fried chicken, but then there's boobs cut out in front of it, and it's just, like, fondling its boobs up and down.
And, like, really oiled, so it's, like, really...
Yeah, it was, like, cut out of a porno and just... Yeah. Put on there.
That's awesome.
I kind of want to see the porn out of curiosity. She's like, why was a girl doing that?
I get it now.
She was like juggling her boobs.
There's a subreddit on Reddit that is
boob juggling.
Boobs?
No, boob juggling? It's behind the scenes of porn, and it's just videos of people like behind the scenes on porn sets.
I've seen.
That's actually kind of interesting.
It was kind of interesting and really weird, and I was like, I've had enough internet today. I'm done.
I've seen a webm where a guy shot his load and it went past the camera and hit the guy in the eye.
Yes, I've seen that one too.
Yeah, and like the second camera looks over at him, he's like, oh fuck. Oh my god.
I think we've talked about the one where she like threw up and then everybody was like, what did you eat? And she's like, nothing, I'm pregnant. I was like, what? going on? Why is nobody reacting?
Oh, okay.
All right, that makes sense.
I'll take care of that.
Just throw up on your dick here, you know.
Yeah, pretty much is how that happened.
Harlem struggle. No. Oh, don't look up any of these things that we're talking about, people.
Well, let's go back to me moving.
Google images it.
No!
So I think both the podcast and stream are going to have to take place in my room in the new house. Because it's only a 2-bedroom.
Okay.
But what we can do then is we can install carpet. Short stick. We can then put all the sound paneling in the room. So we have carpet and sound paneling all in the same room. And we'll have microphones in the stream room, which means we can stream with better audio.
Cool.
So these are all exciting things that are happening. So, and somehow we're also going to cram 3 TVs and 3 Xboxes in there. Don't ask how that's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm not too sure that's going to happen.
And a computer. And 3 monitors. That's a total of 6 screens in my room.
Jesus H.
Yeah.
The H stands for Hubert, by the way.
Good to know.
Jesus Hubert Christ.
Oh, did y'all hear about, I think it was Chipotle that shared, or that made that status of Taco Tuesday?
No.
No, that's Tijuana Flats.
Oh, Tijuana Flats.
$5 tacos every Tuesday.
No, but they said Taco Tuesday, or it says, I hate Taco Tuesday, said no Juan ever on their Twitter, and everybody got fucking pissed.
Why?
They're like, delete your account, like that. Because, like, no, it was allegedly racist, you know?
No, it's not racist. It's because Juan sounds like one.
Yeah.
Jesus, people. So people are being racist thinking that Tijuana Flats was being racist because they assumed all people named Juan are Mexican.
Now, I don't know for sure if it's Tijuana or Tijuana Flats. I almost said Tijuana Tuesday.
Tijuana Iguana?
It's Tijuana, not Tijuana. There's no A there.
I want Tijuana. Tijuana. Flats. I want
Tijuana. Tijuana. T-I-J. Tijuana.
Oh, Tijuana. Well,
Tijuana.
You still said it.
It's just the way I say it.
You're wrong.
Tijuana.
One of my raid group friends, she calls Praetorians from the raid Preparatorians on Destiny.
I call the one thing skanks.
That was like one of the first jokes I made when I started streaming.
My friend thought they were
sharks. It's now called a skank.
Real quick, before we get too far from the Jose thing.
Juan,
whatever. There is a Family Feud clip that's like going around, and I think Sai shared it. And it was like, name a name that starts with H, and the guy answers Jose.
Yeah,
and everyone's like, "Yep, you right."
Yeah, man, some of those Family Feud things are ridiculous.
Oh my god, the best one I've ever seen was like, there was a Marine and just a regular guy up there.
Oh yeah,
and it was like, which one of the 7 dwarves describes your wife in bed? And they're just like, nope.
None of the above.
They just stood there for like...
like you saw one of their hands twitch and it's like, nope, never mind.
Nope.
Like their hands were on the buzzer and then he just goes, nope, pulls his hand away.
I think it was describes your wife in bed.
Yeah.
Is the question.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's on Family Feud?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Family Feud stuff has gotten pretty dirty.
Such is culture.
Yeah.
So I've been playing Far Cry 4.
Oh, yeah, you like it?
It's good.
How's the story?
It's also good. I can't remember. I don't want to compare it to Far Cry 3, but it's definitely a good game.
As in, not as good as Far Cry 3?
It doesn't have the same stranded feeling.
Okay.
So it's there's definitely a feeling of Far Cry 3 in there, but it's not the same.
Gotcha.
You know? Although,
is it a continuation of the story, or is it completely different?
No, I think all the Far Cry stories are completely different.
Can I say the race of the person?
No.
That would be racist. Spoiler. No, I that's fine.
He's Indian.
Oh.
And like, you go to India.
India? Okay.
Yeah.
Not Native American?
No.
Wait, what?
The main guy is Indian.
Serious question.
Like, he's an
serious
American
answer.
What do you call a black person that lives in Europe?
Seriously. European...
Can you just call them black?
Yeah.
They do call them black. Yeah. It's the what? U.S. The US.
Why is the U.S. made calling people black racist?
Because the black people in the U.S. are ignorant as fuck. You can delete that.
Whoa. Generalization.
Like, no. They, you can just say the people in the U.S. are ignorant as fuck.
Yeah, that's true. The people in the U.S. are ignorant as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's true. Because
that's why other countries hate us.
Like,
that's why I want to move.
It was funny because I remember asking a girl in Australia... when I was playing Destiny.
We have a fan in Australia.
Yeah?
We have an Australia.
We have an Australia?
Right next to 3 marijuanas and 1 whole mafia.
No, but the girl I was talking to in Australia on Destiny, I was like, hey, by the way, since you're in another country, I like to ask other people who are like with different nationalities, what do you call people whose ancestors are from Africa that live where you are. And they're like, black? Well, she said Aborigines.
Oh.
That, well.
Do you know how Australia came to be? Australia was a prison state for Europe.
Yeah. Yeah. I just...
I guess, lived there I guess way before
that.
They.
I don't know. I mean, this whole
conversation
that.
Should not be there.
You know what? That's the safest bet. We're just gonna
delete all this.
Well, this is gonna be another one of those podcasts that's like really short because we're just like, you know what? At the 30-minute mark, we're like, yeah, the rest of this is trash.
Remember, our first or second podcast that we ended up cutting out? An
no,
hour
it was like
of
the
contest.
Third or the fourth.
Was it?
Yeah, we just the last 30 minutes. We didn't even like segue out. We just that was the end of it. It's like this just went downhill.
Yeah.
Well, so some fun statistics of our 47 podcasts we have released. The longest one was the first one.
How long?
Clocking it was in like right in at 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not hard to do considering how like we keep talking, you know, and we're like, oh, it's ending.
Yeah, I know, but editing sucks.
No,
yeah.
I absolutely understand. I completely understand.
Listen, when we hire an unpaid intern, we'll record 3-hour podcasts.
Excellent.
That's fine.
But
no, I remember when we were doing that, the 2-hour podcast, and we were like, yeah, we're going to stick to 2 hours. And then it dropped down to just you and me for a couple of weeks. And we're like, no, we're going to just do an hour.
Right.
And then it just became easier for editing and we kept,
yeah, we'll keep it at an hour. As we gain more traction, we'll probably go up to an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And for now, I'm going to keep it at an hour.
Yeah. I was actually going to consider trying to make a full cycle to where you could clip that out, but this was good information too.
Yeah. Yeah. You know,
but like in Far Cry 4, they still have that thing where, like, you know, you can heal yourself.
Yeah.
And you, like, pull a bullet out of your eye and all of a sudden you can see again.
Yeah. Well, like, instead of, I don't know if this is a spoiler, like, how he heals himself.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Really, like, it's only story spoilers.
Okay, I don't like story spoilers. Yeah.
Well, story like, spoilers?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up, Ben!
Sorry, I fuck up my words all the time, so I don't really have a right to make fun of everyone.
Anyway. I forgot his name. I think it was Jason was the main character's name in 3.
Jason Statham.
I don't remember.
I think it was Jason. He had that that knife and he like dug the bullet out. Well, this one's more believable because he actually found a kukri off a dead guy's body, which is like in the very beginning cinematic. I'm sorry I spoiled that.
That's fine. That's a minor detail.
But with when you like take out a bullet, you actually take a stick. Like, you don't pick up a stick, but you have a stick, and you dig the bullet out with a stick. And I don't know. I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay.
But, like, I fell off of a bell tower and, like, had, like, almost no health. And then, like, okay. He pulls a splinter out of his finger.
And all of a sudden, he's okay again.
Yeah.
But my favorite is when you get damaged from drowning. This was in Far Cry 2. You would get damaged from drowning, and you would get out, and you would heal yourself, and you'd pat out fire on your arm. It's like... So you're drowned into fire?
No.
Or like, you'd fall off a mountain and your leg's broken and you just like kick your knee in and you'd be fine again.
That's somewhat believable. Yeah, you can like fix your finger and...
Yeah, like if you dislocate
your
knee. Yeah,
but the bone is sticking out of your fucking leg or your arm and you just kick it back in and you're like, all right, wrapped it up and you're good to go.
I like it when you pat, like if you're playing with team members and you just pat them and they're...
Yeah,
they're fine.
If you're playing on the multiplayer, you're just like rubbing them, and then it's like, oh, look, he's better now.
That's the thing you do in Dragon Age now. You just
pat them.
Okay, you're up.
I heard Far Cry 2 sucked.
You just need a pat on the back.
It did. But it had a fantastic map editor.
Okay.
I mean, the best map editor I've seen to this day.
I honestly have not checked Far Cry 2, Far Cry 4's map editor.
I haven't either. Hopefully it's just as good, but the Far Cry 2 map editor, especially for a console, I mean, you could... alter every level of the train. You could make roads and vehicles and
was
spawns.
Three shit?
What?
Was 3 shit?
I never used 3s either.
I didn't use it either.
But I liked the game a lot more. Like, the storyline in Far Cry 2 was, like, really shitty. It was like, go here, get a mission. Your mission's on the other side of the map. Go there. Oh, every once in a while, you're suffering from malaria. Go divert your path to go get more medicine from malaria.
Man. So it's like Destiny, but with malaria.
No, because at least, like, Destiny, you kill people on the way.
Oh, you don't kill people?
Occasionally, you'll come by an angry guy in a truck
well, that's
who shoots
fucking
you with
pathetic.
His machine gun and usually destroys you immediately.
So speaking of the reality of games, have y'all seen that video where there's a series of videos where someone takes Minecraft and I just got really dizzy. I think I say that every single podcast.
You do say it a lot.
Like, I'm talking, I'm just like, whoa.
And you never say it unless you're on the podcast.
I think I'm just sitting down and talking all the time, and I'm just like,
Yeah, you're not used to that extensive talking of non-stopness.
So, so Minecraft is, this guy makes a digital simulation to where it's like if Minecraft was real, or like a real video game. So it's
a real video game. And I'm like, fuck Minecraft. It's not a real game.
Well, like
I know what you mean. Though.
Minecraft's a good video game. I really like it. But for some people, they don't consider it a real video game. Nikki hasn't played Minecraft.
How have you not played Minecraft?
Because it's not a real video game.
I can't wait.
I'm not good at building things.
Neither am I. It's still fun as shit.
I'm really awful at it.
I love redstone stuff.
Oh god, me too.
I love it. I just don't know how to use it.
I can't wait until our let's plays. And in fact, moving to this apartment might be better for that, because maybe I'll just get like a really long desk, even though I'll have to give up my really awesome desk.
I wanted to bring that up a little bit ago, but we should start doing YouTube videos again.
Yeah, at this point, I kind of want to wait to move.
Yeah,
and we'll have the better setup.
Well, for sure.
We'll be able to. Wait, we have three TVs. That one I need to return still.
Oh, but I will in the very near future be buying a game called This War of Mine. This War of Mine, I think it's
This Horror of Mine.
This War.
Horse. We're getting
horse.
Can we get horse on the podcast?
But it's like I've seen a couple of like let's plays on it. Yeah. And basically it's like a survival strategy. Like it's set during a civil war, and you're not playing as a soldier or someone superpowered. You're just playing like as a civilian trapped in like the desolation of war. Huh. Like
desolation of
smoke. That's fun.
Yeah. Like you're trapped or not trapped, but you're in this like little blown up what looks like a parking garage kind of thing, and you make a shelter out of it, and then you go out and you have to scavenge for its supplies, and it's pretty cool.
Cool.
Okay.
So I'm gonna get into that. I'll probably stream a little bit of that once I get it.
All right, good to know.
Another thing with YouTube, I would also like to actually have like real life videos. I think that
yes
be fun.
Yeah, we have a couple of those.
Like, yeah, like, we have a couple, but I'd like
but,
one.
But like,
and we've released one.
Yeah.
Out of 7,000 we recorded.
Because when I was in high school, I used to like want to make scripted videos.
Me too. I made one in middle school that was actually really good considering the technology we had and the fact we were in like 8th grade. It was pretty great.
And I think that there's other people that are as tech savvy as me that like we can actually get stuff done without like, you know. Because most people, I'm like, oh yeah, well, if you stand here, you can stand here and I'll record it again and this car will drive by and it will look like the car hits you without you being hit. It's like, why can't it just like drive behind me? I'm like, that's not
doesn't work that way. Yeah, but I understand the
why can't. Why can't the car just hit me?
You know what?
Well then.
You're right. Good point. Good
point. I don't have that big of an SD card anyways.
Why can't that be real life?
But yeah, we have one scripted video. Have you seen the Angry Triangle video?
The Angry Super Hexagon?
Super Hexagon video?
I don't think so.
It's
oh my
good.
God. We will show you.
Yeah. But I would love to do more scripted stuff for sure. And we have two cameras. We have that.
Well, we had the Super Meat Boy video, but that didn't turn out as well as we wanted it to.
Yeah.
I also have a camera. It's you know, your standard handheld camera.
Yeah. Well, you got a handheld. We have two GoPros and two DSLRs. So we've got that set up. Plus, I've got that microphone we use for the live stream is actually intended for
outside
recording
use.
Outside mm-hmm. with those cameras. So that's what we could use them for. Yeah, so we'll get some shorts eventually here. But what I'm thinking is in the new house...
Are we going to get some pants too?
What? Yes. Yes, we can. Would you like a t-shirt as well?
Yes.
Okay. As long as we can take off our pants and jacket.
Yay!
Jacket off! All right.
I said that like 5 times today at work. It is in like, take your jacket off.
Yeah.
But as they ran
jacket
by,
off!
As they ran by, all I had enough time to get out was jacket off.
Jacket off!
And I'm like...
Jack, what off?
After about 5 times, I was like, oh, fuck. What am I saying?
God damn it, I'm an idiot.
Cindy, come here. Jack it off.
Oh, God. God damn. Oh. Good thing there's not actually a Cindy.
Yeah,
thank God.
Really awkward. Who the fuck names their kid Cindy, though?
I'm going to name my kid Cindy.
Two Cindys.
Really?
Dr. Seuss. I don't know.
Okay, that's Seuss characters. Dr. Seuss.
Cindy Lou Who.
Oh, you're right. But anyway, yeah, back to when we get to the apartment, I'm thinking we'll set up the three... TVs in my room, mm-hmm. just like up against the wall there, and then we'll just put a bunch of chairs and do that. And somewhere I got to fit in my computer there too. We can all just live stream based off that. And
we are all gonna be cards, super close.
Yeah, all the capture cards will be wired up together. Yeah, it'll be good.
We'll be like best friends,
the bestest of friends.
I'm trying to think.
I'll there be sitting on Austin's lap.
There was a TV show I just watched, and like,
your mom.
It was they were trying to put emphasis the on one. The fact that this lady had a baby. And or she had a baby, and it's like, oh, what was her name? And she was like, Sarah. I'm like, that's such a
typical white
name.
Girl name. What was her middle name?
They didn't say.
Marie. I guarantee you it was Marie.
Thanks.
You know what?
That's
I know it was my. It's my sister's name too.
It's mine too. Just kidding.
And what's her dog's name?
Duke.
Bella.
Yeah, but that's
every white
Sarah Marie. Oh, that's what I'm saying. That's a white girl's dog's name. Bella.
Okay.
You know who has a Bella? My cousin. She's a white girl.
You know what?
I know a girl.
My
that's
dog's
a ball
name
dog.
Is
not Bella.
Not Bella.
Nico and Connor.
Those and they're ones. Manly dogs.
They are manly. Well,
they're pretty manly.
They're assholes.
One of them is.
They're assholes.
It's funny because Connor's
just a baby.
Connor was named after Assassin's Creed 3's Connor. And,
oh, okay.
And Terminator Connor.
Wait, is Connor in Assassin's 3 the little bitch? I'm kidding. Your dog's.
He's awesome. Big and stupid.
I love Connor.
Okay, so he is Connor.
I love Connor, but he is such like a whiny little baby girl dog.
Once he gets to know you, he calms down, though.
No, he does, but he's still got that, like...
Are we talking fear. About Assassin's Creed?
No, we're talking,
no,
about,
we're talking
dog.
About your dog. I love your dog, though. So.
I like dogs. The one that doesn't try to kill me.
I like that's the one Connor. That tries to kill
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
That's Nico.
Nico's great.
Nico tries to kill people.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah. Nico don't do this in front of Nico, or
wasn't planning
die.
On it.
Yeah, he will.
I have to, like, be a jerk to him so he'll stand down. Because, like, I come inside, he's like, hey, what the hell are you doing here? Get back outside. You know,
the dog speaks English.
The dog speaks English. Stands up on his hind legs and knocks him over.
And, you know, if I keep walking fast, then he's actually gone from me before. Like, he's jumped up and bit me in the chin or
ooh,
my nose.
Rough.
Like, his tooth has hit my nose up here on the bridge. And, you know, I'm just like, I don't want to freak out, but then it's still a big deal. And, you know,
I don't
want to
freak out, but Nikki, I'm
yeah,
going to kill
you
your dog.
Please don't. I like him.
No,
I like Nico, too.
He barks too much, but I like him.
Yeah.
He's old and creepy.
Yeah, right? You're like, no dogs ever, Austin.
No dogs
I'm like, dogs
are...
don't
no.
act like that. Duke
no.
doesn't bark like that.
If I hear a dog bark, I will probably have, like, a brain aneurysm and kill the Malaysian Prime Minister. By
what?
The way,
wow. She's going to suffer a brain aneurysm, somehow survive, and then go and kill the Prime Minister of Malaysia.
Yeah. By the way, I'm 95% sure that dog at your house is, a pure boxer.
Pure boxer?
Yeah. They have black brindle boxers. They're not actually black, they're reverse brindle, but yeah.
Hmm. Is that like reverse racism?
No.
No.
There's
no such thing as reverse
racism.
I know.
That's funny.
But that dog is an asshole too, the one that I have.
Really? I like your dog.
She's really nice to me.
She's an asshole.
I mean, she'll
she's a nice attention whore asshole.
Yeah,
she's an attention whore for sure, but I don't think she's an asshole.
The one night I leave my door open, she comes in at 5 o'clock in the morning when everyone else in the house wakes up to go to work, jumps into my bed and pushes me into the corner in between my bed and the wall. Like trying
fuck
to
you, this is my bed.
Trying to cuddle me. Like, she'll, like, nudge under my arm, and then if I don't start moving to pet her, she starts pushing me into the wall, and I'm
yeah.
like, fuck, 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 fall.
That's Connor. Connor.
Does she have cropped ears? Sorry.
Let me see.
No, does
like,
your
cut?
Dog?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so we have a big podcast coming up, being either episode 50 or episode 52, whichever you guys want to celebrate.
52.
Which should actually be 53. 53. So either 50 or 53. What?
Episode 50, The Phantom Menace.
53 is our 1 year
yeah.
podcast.
Yeah. I know.
Or 50 is 50.
Yeah.
Both
are huge achievements.
We could celebrate both.
Both are things I never thought we'd make it to.
No, I thought we'd make it to at least 53.
Yeah?
So I'll be surprised if we hit 54.
I'm not surprised that you and I made it that far. I'd be more surprised if like the people we started with were here.
Yeah, for the whole run.
But I had no faith in it, actually.
No, I didn't think that was going to happen either. But I'm thinking... Well, on one hand, I want to say live stream, but on the other hand, maybe we wait till I move to do that.
Yeah.
Which might actually be right about episode 53, so that could work out.
Might.
Woo.
No, 53's... No, you're right. It's
going to be in January,
yeah.
so...
Nikki's going to be totally MIA in December.
Yep.
It's looks
oh, no.
a little bit more droopy, but that's totally...
I'm awesome. Going to be MIA
and
December
mine's a female,
31st
so.
Through January 6th.
I've
you guys are going to have to manage to do a podcast without me.
Uh-oh.
Doing
yeah.
it.
Not gonna do it. Oh wait.
Probably won't
did
be
you say next
it.
Week? I'm sorry.
No. First of the year. Like that week.
I don't think anyone's gonna be around for that. I think we're just gonna have to pre-record one.
That's fine.
I'm gonna be gone next week.
Why?
Jesse's dumb.
I'm going up to Tennessee.
I'm gonna miss you.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. But I'm leaving on Wednesday, so we could
Tuesday.
We could either do Tuesday or maybe if like before I leave because my parents are.
Yeah, we can talk about this at dinner. We don't need to
yeah.
talk about this now. But do we want to now end the podcast and go to dinner?
I would like to go to dinner.
Where are we
yes.
going to dinner?
We could do Crapplebee's, Steak and Shake.
Wasn't Steak and Shake really bad last time?
I don't care. We just waited like 2 hours to get our fucking.
I kind of do want a burger.
I found.
Well, they have burgers at Applebee's and Chili's and whatnot. So
I was trying to find a picture of this Ozona burger. I don't know if I talked about that.
No.
So this Ozona burger, you take your typical burger, okay, throw out the lettuce and tomato because that's for rabbits, and you replace the buns, each individual bun, with a grilled cheese. Nikki's like, oh, here we go again. I tell this all the time.
No, I have heard of this. I think we made this. Me and Misai and Nick made these.
Misai.
So the grilled cheese is Texas toast. So
Sai, kind of Nick, and I would have been the proper grammar.
Misai.
So, yeah, two grilled cheeses, and in the middle you've got the hamburger, and bacon, and a couple eggs.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was exactly what we made. It was fucking amazing.
You know what I want to get?
Sex.
Yes, but I also want a hamburger.
You want some fuck?
With steak on the top and steak on the bottom and bacon in between.
Oh. Mm,
okay.
But so how it's would good. You eat that?
Very carefully.
With my hands.
Like a man.
Is it a steak burger steak or is it like a physical steak?
Like a physical steak. Mm. Like a steak.
Like a burger between two steaks and bacon.
Counterproductive though, because burgers are usually...
Only if by counterproductive you mean... I don't know.
Burgers are just ground up steak.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah, but steak.
Why not just have like three patties on a burger?
Well,
it's not as fun.
It's cooked differently
because you get the texture of the steak and then the texture of the burger
and then the bacon
and the cheese.
There is actually that Grill 153. Is it, Nikki, over by my house?
Oh, I don't know.
On Sundays, they have cheaper food, and I think it's like, I want to say $5 burgers.
Yes.
And you can also get bacon with it.
Where?
Yes.
There's a Grill 150 something over by my house.
Where?
150.
Like right by my house. Or not right by my house, actually. It's more like
early. What day?
It's like early Sundays.
Sunday.
We're going.
Sunday. Sure, yeah. Sunday before the stream.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, we'll talk about this at dinner.
Sunday. Well, wait, before...
And John... Okay, sorry.
I wanted to go back to my segue with that. Is I was looking to show a picture of that to Kat because I was explaining something to her. It was all like relative. And I was looking through my Facebook looking for that picture and I found a Steak and Shake steak burger. And I was like, that steak burger looks so amazing. And I went back and thought of all the other steak burgers I had, the same one. They were all shitty.
Yeah.
I'm like, the first one I had was amazing. All the other ones are shitty.
It's like they know they have a database of the first time you visit. So it's really good. And then from there, it's just downhill.
Yeah. I've had one where it was absolute shit. Like when y'all were eating McDonald's, I went to Steak and Shake. And that was the worst Steak and Shake I've ever had.
But that was the best McDonald's.
This is actually the second time it's been on the podcast.
Really? Yeah.
Because I remember talking about it right after we did that, because that was right after the stream.
It was bad.
Yeah.
No, it was right before the stream. We went and got McDonald's so we could stream.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, the podcast was right after the stream.
Okay, yeah. I remember talking about it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that was good McDonald's for us.
That does it justice.
Yeah.
Because for the most part, we're pretty good about not repeating ourselves.
Yeah.
Sort of. You're right.
Sometimes, maybe. All right.
Well, with that being said,
thank you for listening to episode 47 of the Now Frosted Gaming Podcast.
Woo. Still follow a fishbowl in my heart.
On shit, Twitch, Facebook, Insta, shit, whatever.
Twitch. Shit, Twitch, and Insta, whatever.
Yeah.
Later.
I want that on a shirt. Shit, Twitch, and Insta, whatever. All right.